Māori wards have been established for the first time for Te Tau Ihu in Nelson Whakatū and Marlborough local body elections. Samantha Gee has been speaking to the candidates who hope to win one of the two seats up for grabs.
Whakatū man Kahu Pakipaki wasn't initially interested in putting himself forward to be a Nelson City Councillor, but his community thought otherwise. A business owner and Māori carver, he works as a development manager for Whakatūin Corporation.
I got involved because I thought that I was reasonably qualified enough to be able to support the candidate that was going to be nominated by iwi, and the tables kind of got a bit flipped on me, which was a bit of fun, and they decided that that I would be the better candidate.
He says if it wasn't for the Māori ward seat, he wouldn't have considered running for local government.
It's a great little opportunity for us to start to win that trust again, to get Māori voting, to get them to participate and to have sort of re-establishment of their mana and the tino rangatiratanga that goes along with that.
Also in Whakatū, Bernie Goldsmith has put her hat in the ring. She runs a social enterprise taxi business, supporting women to gain their driver's licences. She's been working on the decommissioning of the Tui oil field off the Taranaki coast and is excited to be standing in the first Māori ward.
The reason why I'm standing is that a Māori woman hasn't been elected to Nelson City Council in 145 years. So if I'm elected, it will be the first time.
Bernie Goldsmith says representation is key to helping Māori feel engaged in local politics.
My goal, if I'm elected, is to flip all those who identify as Māori from the general onto the Māori role. So if we can do that, then we know where our people are and how we can service their needs.
In Marlborough, Picton business owner Tony McDonald is on the board of Te Runanga Arangatani o Wairo. He's coached and mentored youth and has some firm goals.
I want to bring to the table somebody who's passionate about being Māori and passionate about being a Marlborough and being that a voice for Māori and Marlborough as a whole. But for me, it's about making sure that Māori are heard at the table.
Tony McDonald was in the Marlborough District Council chambers last year when the decision was made to introduce a Māori ward to the region.
For me, that was a great step forward for everybody. I mean, the unity in the room for Māori and non-Māori was electric. It was really cool.
Waikawa Marae manager Alana Burgess is also running in the new Māori ward in Marlborough for the first time. She says the COVID pandemic has given her time to reassess her life.
I moved home with my two young tamariki just prior to the first lockdown, just to kind of, you know, come home and plant my feet back in the whenua here, and I haven't left. I've kind of found my place.
She wants to keep fostering a strong connection between cultures.
Not only is it evident in the community that it is time for Māori representation, but also I think within my own personal journey, it's time for me to, you know, really step up and start really advocating for my people.
Alana Burgess says having a seat at the council table via the Māori wards is an opportunity for Māori to be seen, heard and listened to.